Hello, testing. I'm going to do a test call first because Cheryl's mean. And if I bring her on and the audio is fucked up, I'll never be able to diagnose it because she's a cunt. And she'll just bitch and bitch. And I won't actually be able to diagnose the problem. She'll just yell at me. She's ugly and a whore. And ugly people have to yell. Let's see. What is it called? Test call. Test call. Call me to test your sound. All right, let's go ahead and do that. Let me check. Hold on.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message.
Good.
Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Hi, I've got an HWC hot wet cunt, and I'd like you to eat it out for maid.
Saddam Hussein has cancer. Whoopee.
Hi, I've got an HWC hot wet cunt, and I'd like you to eat it out for maid.
Saddam Hussein has cancer. Whoopee.
Right. If you are able to hear your own voice.
Shut up, whore. All right. I guess it's working. Let's call this ugly thing. Let me turn on my Grum recorder. Oh, it's already on. Hi, honey. Squish.
Yeah.
He's got 2 months to be a little wobbly, but so what? That's still going to be accelerating.
You're talking about Chris? Because he's taking over. Yeah.
I heard Chris is taking over. What did you expect? She was preparing for that. I mean, that was...
I know, but he was wobbly. So what is he going to do now?
Yeah, well, what choice does she have from the other side?
I don't know.
I think she's still running it. I mean, she's dead, but she's not in the hospital. You know
well, that's
what I mean?
He can probably still talk to her, which is really convenient for her clients who all believe in her, like Andy, Annie.
Melton?
Yeah, what? No, this...
Are
you live, Grum, in this?
Yeah, we're live.
No, we're not. You must be on an Eat This Hot Show again.
Oh, Mother Christ, on a hole with the matching... Let me see.
You haven't learned the lesson yet.
You're right. I hate you, you little fucking cunt. Just shut up. I said shut up. Output. Let's see. Yeasty.
Okay, just
yeasty. We're going to do a yeasty, right?
Why do I hear myself?
Oh, shut up! God. We're still recording. All right, now we're on the correct holder, I do believe. Cheryl fucked up and put us on the wrong holder. I'm sorry, audience. She's ugly and a whore. She thinks she all that. I don't want to hear any gloating because you got more views than me on your goddamn video that you didn't even make.
What's your point? And I still hear myself.
I don't care if you hear yourself. You're going to fucking hear yourself.
And I don't see you live on the stream.
Well, then you're blind, I guess, you know.
You're not live. You're dumb
because we're live. It says so.
Well, you could look for yourself and you'll see.
Yeah. I'm clicking. I'm sure I wouldn't have done anything wrong. I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
Went to school for this, Cheryl. Cheryl Ann.
The girls. The school for girls.
You see the pictures from the school for girls?
No, I'm just saying the school for girls.
I just see a black.
What?
But it, usually if I'm off the line... Oh, it says off the air. Shut up. Right now. Did you say to me?
Has Ustream
changed all of
the way that this works?
Shut up. Please get fucked. Twice.
And I don't want to bring up Dev Boot Camp or anything.
No, you can. I was hoping you would, actually, because I hate them now.
Oh, now? Just now?
Oh, now we're Blyuk. Hold on. I mean, literally, Blyuk.
Con.
Now, let's see.
DBC.
Okay, we really should be on now. We really should be on now. Really, for real. Are we on?
Okay.
Hello. It's a good thing we're not on a network like, what's the name of that show? Esther Goldberg's Prolapse?
Yeah.
It's a good thing we're not on a network TV show. We will be once we get a few more likes. Of course, because all you need is a few likes to get on that.
Only 10,742 plays today.
I hate you more than I can possibly say.
Yeah.
Die.
What's that? You're saying I can get AT&T's network with a data plan and unlimited talk and text for as low as $45?
Turn it off!
Shut up! I want to see if it's working.
Okay, so what's the catch?
I gotta watch this tard come around.
There is no catch.
It's not complicated.
No annual contract.
No, we're going to mute you, you little cunt. Hang on. I meant you, Cheryl, not AT&T. Yeah, we're on.
Yeah.
Now, Cheryl, no gloating.
Well, I might do it throughout this grow. I'm very excited.
Okay, well, I would like to point out that I have reposted my horrible movie with starring Agatha, Griselda, and Seven called Mommy Kills Best. There's duty in it, actual duty.
I don't think it's going to go viral.
Shut up. Agatha already has, so we're a head start there.
She's zero converted, yep.
Yeah, so I need somebody to go to that Reddit. I'm going to find a Reddit link, and I'm going to post it in the Grumhole.
No one uses Reddit.
That's how your fucking shit got popular. So what the fuck are you talking about?
From 89 upvotes or whatever.
Yeah, that's how it got. That's how you got fucking.
That's
all
not very many.
You don't know anything, Cheryl.
Oh, okay.
The 89 is actually a lot compared to 0, which is what I always get, or 1, which is my own. I don't think I've ever gotten more than 1, actually. Yeah, I have 1.
Well, you don't have Gladys Freak doing things for you.
Mm-hmm.
Gladwise.
Let's see. Yeah, I have no points. I need this upvoted. Where's the goddamn... And this is the other thing. I can never find our goddamn...
I even filled out my profile on the Vimeo.
Oh, good for you.
I said I run a daycare industry called Dick. Okay. My friends make videos of me sometimes, and I post them on here.
Cheryl, will you please put that in the chat room? What I just posted, because I don't know where the goddamn chat room is. You know I can never find it. You know he never comes till later, Mom.
Mother gives daughter... an abortion.
I thought it was a good headline. Just tell them to click it and upvote the goddamn fucking thing.
I don't even have a Reddit.
You don't need a Reddit. I just... Do you listen?
Yeah, I put it in the room.
All I want you... Thank you. Now, audience in the room, sign up for a Reddit account and upvote it if you don't already have one. Oh, oh God. What? Mikey Pod is crazy. He's just posted a cat meme. I'm not even kidding. I think Deborah is available, too, isn't she?
Well, I think we have a lot of holder items.
All right.
Let me see what I got on my Grum holder. Oh, yes, Hold
on a second. What is all this? Afterboard. Look at this weird thing on my screen. For some reason, it lists all the people we called last week in one screen. It says After Bordy, Artie, Bijou, Bored Again, Cardinal, Cardinal 2, Cheryl Murkowski, Deborah Wilkerson, James Sexline.
Well, it's because Deborah started that chat again. You got to start a new chat.
I like it, though. Lot Lizard.
It says 23 people.
Lot Lizard, MCD UK, MCD3, Men's Abortion Recovery, No Abort
Ratsy. Sale Abortion Hotline.
Oh, we'll call Ratsy again.
No.
Steve.
We're not going to do a repeat of our previous ground.
Shut up!
Except for... If we were calling our favorite place, and you are not to do what you did last time.
Okay, Cheryl, we have to talk about this.
Yes,
we're going to talk about this.
Connie.
The problem is, Cheryl, sometimes the calls go a little bit sour.
Okay.
Now, sometimes when I feel like we pushed it too far... And it's no longer funny, and it's just kind of painful to listen to. That's when I like to stop it, which is what I was trying to do. Now, what you could have done is
we should end that call.
If it stays, it wasn't even your call.
Because I can always wrap it up pretty easily.
Yeah. Well, you actually don't as much. I don't usually have the problem with you, but Deborah can sometimes get really mean to these people. With you, I think they always sort of think it's funny. But she starts screaming at them.
Like, give me an example. I don't really understand what you're talking about.
She'd be like, I don't appreciate that attitude after all I've done for you and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about.
No,
I
don't.
I love her stuff, but, you know, at some point it goes too far even for me. Because I don't want to feel bad, Cheryl. I don't want to feel like... If we're calling somebody, I have to run it under the underlying premise that this person deserves what's coming to them.
Yeah.
So as long as it's funny, if they don't know that they're being harassed, it's fine, because then it's over their head. Or if they deserve it, like an abortion hotline, that's fine too.
Yes.
But if they're just some nice person who we're yelling at, I don't think that's funny.
Oh, you tell Debbie. You tell her.
Okay. But anyway, that's what that was.
I like
about.
How you just threw Deborah under the bus.
I love Deborah. Her show the other day was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my goddamn life.
Did you like the Bare Essentials? Was that over her head, or you thought she was being
mean? No, that was very good. That wasn't mean at all. The lady was fine. There was nothing mean. She didn't scream at her and, you know, and... I mean, most of the time, I absolutely love the calls. I'm just saying sometimes, if I feel in the pit of my stomach, like, ooh, this is bad, then that's when. Which is rare. But yeah, those were great.
Not familiar with
I mean, she was talking about prolapse, and she talked about my rectal problem during the Obama pageant, and that was great.
It did make me fall out when I would say, you know, play with my hiccups.
Yeah, but for me, the funniest thing I've ever heard from, and I listened to all her old shows this week that I could find. Like, I'm insane. But the funniest thing that I heard was that thing from episode 25 at the very beginning with the transsexual chickens. And it was just when she said, you know, she's saying, please pray for the Monsanto, the chickens. And she's like, the transsexual chickens. And the lady's praying, and she's trying to find the words of what to say to pray for Monsanto. She's like, we pray Monsanto makes good food. And then you realize she'd been Googling it the whole time. She's like, there's no transsexual chickens. There's just transsexuals. Just like, what? Transsexual. Well, anyway, you can hear it for yourself.
Yes.
Hilarious. Yeah. And I'm also enjoying how she brings me into the conversation, too, which is nice.
Yeah, of course.
My Obama.
Your right. Obama.
Where were we?
Obama's Twitter feed. Well, I found this wonderful, this person, I don't know if you know about Tonetta. You know about Tonetta?
Yeah.
I mean, Tim plays this wonder. It's this crazy man. I think he's on meth. He dances in these videos on YouTube, and it's amazing. Anyway, apparently, she's gotten her own Vimeo, which, as we now know, people post very inappropriate things.
Yeah.
And so instead of dancing half naked, he dances naked. And does all kinds of things. And so these videos feature his small penis, and they're pretty great. So I think you should play one. They're also nice music. I think you'd enjoy it.
Okay. Well, I'm a little mixed up right now. Give me a second, because I want to find our chat room, because that's always the hardest part of me.
Yeah.
The hardest part of this old grum for me is finding the chat room. Because I've never done it before. And Cheryl, what's this about net neutrality that you've been harassing me about?
That's after that.
After what?
Yeah.
You want me to click on a Vimeo? Is that what you're saying? So we need to switch to Holder Vision? Okay, I'm in the chat room. This is a fucking miracle. Oh, but no, I'm not signed in, am I? Let me just type a word. Word. Oh, yeah, I'm in now. So now...
Is it still censoring?
Did you type censor off?
Think so.
No, you think so, do you? Yeah, you sure did. Inward is not a good way to test it. Fuck. Okay, wait. Fuck. Yes. Did I tell you the Apple Store gave me my... Once I sent the computer in to the mail order, they sent it back in one day. Whereas in the Apple Store, it took 2 weeks, Cheryl.
It's because they're very busy with their customers.
I fucking hate the Linkin Park Apple Store. They can go suck my redded, nasty-ass cunt with their fucking... Oh, thanks for not putting a colon in the link, you fucking asshole. Thanks.
You didn't what do
put
you
a
mean?
You didn't put a colon in the link.
What?
Yeah, when I copied and pasted it, there was no colon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I clicked it and there was no colon. Yeah.
Right.
Now I have to get Holder Vision working on this goddamn wire cast business, which is my new part of the grum, because they never did fix that goddamn Ustream producer, because we don't pay. Because we don't pay $100 fucking a goddamn Christ fucking month. Oops, excuse me.
It's not that much money.
Ain't that deep. Right. It is that much. And I can't even...
By the way, I believe we got a donation, at least one, from our wonderful friend Patrick.
Thank you for reminding me. He sent us 40.
Mm-hmm. He's a good little girl.
Okay, I'm going to switch to Holder Vision in just one moment. You lapse. One moment you'll lapse, Hanna. Hanna.
Still hear myself. And it's
I bad. Don't care. Nobody cares, Cheryl. Nobody can hear yourself except you and the audience.
Well, it's disturbing. My voice care. Is just so raspy.
Don't worry. It doesn't sound that way on the computer. So just fuck off and let me do the goddamn show without the whole goddamn thing blowing up for once, you piece of shit. Okay. All right. Can you tell I'm just angry because you got more views than me, you little fucking bitch?
Yeah.
And who is that black person that got you all this on the Twitter sheet? I don't get it. Like, who is he? Like, he only has 10,000 followers and he gets that many people to view it? If Reagan... No,
he's not responsible for the views.
Who is?
He just... I was looking on the internet to see who was talking about my video, and he tweeted a link. But I am very upset at Reagan for not twatting.
How many followers does he have?
Ridiculous amount.
Go check. Go check. Because I've got Snickerdoodle on the line. I gotta.
Yeah.
Oh, I also like how Debra used
46,800 followers. He's only following 74.
Well, you know who has more than that is Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert.
Well, I'm sure that they won't Twitter sheet my layouts.
I don't know. Stacy might. She often listens to the Grom. Stacy, what do you think? Prolapse or no? She might. She retweets a lot of my shit, but usually not. She won't put it on Facebook because her family's on there, but never mind. She might. Maybe you should be a little nicer to her next time.
No. I'm going to twat at her.
Okay. Fine.
Oops.
Well, it's all right. It's too late. There are more subtle ways to do it, but you're not subtle.
No, I'm not a subtle girl. Now
let's switch over to Holder Vision, shall
I'm
we?
I'm pretty dark. I need very dark makeup.
I love the Jerry Jewel matching.
She needed silver to match her wheelchair and her braces.
Okay, so
her arm brace.
Are we watching special? Oh my God, Cheryl, it's already horrible.
It's amazing.
If by amazing you mean horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, Cheryl, I can't even... Okay, am I just going to press play or do I have to sync it with you or something? I'm just going to press play.
Yeah, hold on.
What do you mean hold on?
Let me get the thing.
Oh, Doodle. Can I just call you Doodle? Oh, and this is what I want to ask you. Did you call yourself Esther Snickerdoodle because of Esther Goldberg?
No. But okay. It makes it even better.
I thought about that, maybe that's why she was. Maybe she was being clever for once, but apparently not.
Okay, let me know when you start. I'll do a countdown.
It looks awful. She has this big fupa above her deek.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Five,
and count down.
4, 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah.
What's that fat?
Oh.
It's some football. Oh.
Do you feel you want more? What makes you the special one? Come to Tio, you act like a whore. The romantic, you open the door. Another visit, he approached you with hats, but it's cold as ice. Give no love, what makes you the special one? I do you a favor, you want more, but my doors are locked. I'm cock boss for months on end. You act so distant and you want something from me. Well, baby, come here on in. You get nothing. New York's finest, you call yourself. Could be the reason why the towers fell. New York's finest, you call yourself. Maybe you can go to hell. I do you a favor, you want more. What makes you the special one? When you come to T.O., you act like a whore. The romantic, you open the door. Another visit, he approached you with hugs, but it's cold. You gave no love. What makes you
want more. When my doors are locked, I'm cockbox. For months on end, you act so distant. Then you want something from me. Well, baby, you're on in. You get nothing. New York Spiders, you call yourself. You could be the one on the towers fell. The old Spiders, you call yourself. Well, baby, you can go to hell. Baby, you can go to hell. Baby, you can go to hell. Baby, you can go to hell.
Real nice, Cheryl. Really like that. Do you have any more tunes? What's this? Is this a different one? Cheryl!
Oh, yeah.
Is there... What's the next...
No,
I want to see another one.
Well, if you just click on his name on there, you can see...
But I don't know which one to watch.
336 videos.
Oh, no. He's really a sick fuck.
Some of them are very strange.
I think this is really Lady Bunny's alter ego or something. Wait, that's not a video. I hate when people post like audio with a still and call it a video. That's not a video.
Like Alexis K. Tyler, she does that a lot.
Do she?
Yeah, she's pretty retarded.
Is this it? That's it.
The girls will be staying with an obese family in Mississippi. So obese.
This calf is 4 inches bigger than this calf.
I got humongous arms.
That's probably why I wobble when I walk. Her feet erotic.
Obese people.
Okay, so Cheryl, I want to talk about this.
My face gets rounder and my cheeks get fatter.
I have been called an elephant.
So you know how, like, so I was checking to see where my YouTube downloads came from, because, like, this one only got, like, you know, a few hundred. But the other one, before I put in the Big Meets Bigger with just Nikki and the other gals, got about, I think, 17 or 18,000 views. So I looked at it, where they're coming from, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, for the most part, Malaysia and the Indian subcontinent.
What?
Yeah.
Top under?
No. And you know what word they were searching for to find my video?
What?
I just guess. You won't possibly guess it, but guess.
Me?
No.
Look
at the name of the video.
What's it called again?
I gotta find it. Here, I gotta switch to my Fauci. So I don't want people to see my damn stream and shit. YouTube, Grimhole, Nickadoodle, McLaps.
You don't even know what your video is.
No, I'm not like you. I don't fucking jack off over the stats every 3 seconds and post it. Piece
of shit.
Would
you like an update?
No.
Because it's 11,310 today.
Go away. Go away and die. How about
go away
that?
With your bob.
What?
26.9K total.
Okay, the name of the video is I Was Always Big. Okay.
I was always being...
The keyword that they...
Larger ladies and their admirers.
Cheryl, the keyword that they searched on that made my video
ladies.
Popular? Nope. Big. B-E-E-G.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. Apparently it means something to, like, South Indian people. Or I think it's related to fat people. I'm just going to...
I searched big.
Look, big.com. It's porn videos.
It's a porn website.
So apparently they saw it, but they still liked it because they kept watching it.
What does big mean?
I don't know. I think it's something big. I was always big. But look at all the things that
spelling
big. I
dialect spelling of big? What?
What did you say?
It's web definitions. I dialect spelling of big.
Dialect?
Urban Dictionary. Look, another beak. Word of blowjob. What?
See, it's very weird.
I was always being... So I should put that in the keywords for my walls fall out, you're saying.
Well, I don't...
I can say, written, directed, and all lapsed out work by the amazing Gladys Freak. She was always being...
Yes, try it.
I'm gonna try it.
But the problem is, Cheryl, if that video gets too popular, people are going to be running around at boot camp saying prolapse. You know what? And then all the bro grammars are going to think it's cool, so we'll have to no longer talk. We'll have to eliminate that part of our vocabulary.
After the destruction you include, she was always geek.
That doesn't even make sense.
Nope, but it's pretty good.
Is the X dope fiat?
I don't think so.
Steve Sally says, Steve Sally.
Did you? Now, how come you have not commented on the fact that Extrafer has taken over Sylvia's Facebook? Nobody, and I mean nobody, has said anything on the profile picture.
Because nobody cares. What about, the one I care about is Andy Novus, because he posted a link to when Sylvia played his comment on her show, and it reminded me of you. And did you see the birthday cake, Cheryl?
No.
You didn't see Sylvia's birthday cake. He had a birthday party for her.
Oh, my God.
How did you not? Oh, you got blocked from her, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I just haven't accepted her friend request.
But
that
I don't know where
it
is. I
could still see her whole world.
You didn't accept her friend request?
That's right. Oh, my God. Sylvia Brown.
I got banned from him. Oh, I hate you.
What happened?
I got unfriended. You
Can you see her wall?
No.
Oh, I can still see the entire so I can give you updates.
You see the cake? Yeah. Do you see the cake?
It's all cut up.
Send me the picture so I can post it on the home. I don't get no more Andy Novus. Oh, no. Why you gotta do this to me, Andates? Andates Nova Spiritus Cockwarmer. I was always beat.
Oh, they're answering this question. Let me see.
Yeah.
Andy R.
Here, let me show the picture of this ridiculous
thing. I wanted to know if I will get my cabin in the woods.
What does that mean? House in Vermont? I don't get it. Does everybody see
if
that?
You
nice
will, and strange enough, you'll build it yourself.
What does it say? Happy birthday, Sylvia. And then they ate it. Like,
strangely enough, Sylvia was accurate. Just from reading letters on paper, she picked up that roughly around a year and a half after this, my father built our family cabin.
What?
Woo.
What? But look at the cake, Cheryl. What is that spoon? Looks all yellowy. And somebody said, what do you put in Sylvia Brown cake? Somebody thought it was probably maybe her ashes. Like that lady that eats her husband's ashes on My Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So amazing.
All right.
Light orbs. Okay, let me see what else we got in this holder. Calling yeast art. What's this?
Well, what did we
hold on, we used this art 4 days ago. I don't think you used this yet. Oh, Lynn has made so many nice arts.
Well, we're not going to show them.
The one of me in a diaper and you in your diaper playing on a bed.
That's going to be the artwork for the show. We don't ever give away album art before the show.
Oh.
Dumbass cunt. God, you're stupid.
It's a really nice one.
And we have your dirt videos, which some of them are very weird. The dirt, honey.
What are you talking about?
The dirt! What is wrong with your brain?
I haven't yet watched the one of the woman who eats and smells diapers. But she's black. And I will tell you that my black boyfriend...
What about the BC? Do you like that? You see that big split BC?
Let me talk.
She has a split BC.
Let me talk.
Talk!
I was trying to tell you that my black boyfriend won't let me watch the diaper grum.
Good.
The black. Because we're always watching our grums while we're eating and he just can't handle it. Like her gunt.
Well, it's a split gunt, did you notice?
Split gunt? Oh, yeah.
It is. Did you see it? Do you need me to pull it up? Can you see the huge? It has a huge split in the middle of it. It's like the split penis. You see that? Do you hear that? Do you see that? Let's go zoom in. Do you see this, Cheryl? Cheryl!
Yeah.
You need to react when I talk, because otherwise I think the show blade. Fucked up. Well, then say that. I don't see it yet, Mrs. Weinstein.
I don't see it yet, Weinstein.
Mrs. Steen.
Mrs. Weinstein. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, look at that split. What do you think is splitting her thing?
Good question. Maybe,
split pants.
No, I think it's actually a split. Like, physically split the gaunt, like a peach.
Maybe it's her, belly button is split in her gaunt.
I think she had something eat it. Like, I think she had some sort of an infestation in the vagina, and it went up to her belly button. Or she might be wearing a strap to hold up her panis. I bet that's what it is. I think it's a panis belt. Because you see it kind of goes up?
Mm-hmm.
You see that? I believe it's a panis sling.
Well,
maybe we can get one on one of those groms you like to call.
Yes. Now, Madge, did you hear that somebody is in the process of writing a new syndicated grom for your grom for me to read?
Yeah, well, I heard you mention it. Yeah, I'm very excited. Is it ready yet?
Not yet. She said early February.
What? What the fuck? Is this some fucking network shit? Why does it take so goddamn long? Early February.
That's right. Who? That's what she done said.
Who is doing this?
Well, I think her name's Crab Vagina.
Oh, Crab Vagina's doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, then I'm happy because he gives us money. Oh, somebody gave us money while we were playing that video. Hang on.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
And he said that he wasn't going to include my girl, Oprah, but... luckily, she will be included somehow.
Her urinating?
It makes me happy. I don't know. Hopefully, it's some scat.
I heard Oprah was very angry because she didn't get nominated for The Butler, which was a horrible movie.
Well, maybe if she was her plumber more often.
Okay, Cheryl, we got... well, you know about the 40 from Patrick. Mm-hmm. We got another 40 from Lisa Catherine.
Oh, that's so nice.
We have two very generous,
She's been listening to what she told me for 8 years.
Well, she's very wonderful, and so is Patrick. We have two very wonderful listeners and many, 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 many more unwonderful listeners who don't give us money. Mm-hmm. And they can, what, Cheryl?
Crab who says, Madge, it takes long because it needs to be done right.
What is he implying, that J-Maid's Shades didn't do True Duty right? It only took him like half an hour to write that shit. Christ.
Because she is a...
Well, then there better be I expect visual aids.
There better be an e-book that goes with it.
I expect pictures, you know. I expect slides.
E-book that's sold on Amazon.
I want a PowerPoint that I can play while this is going on, or some visual aids. Perhaps including Cheryl cartoons.
That's a nice idea to monetize.
You farted.
Yeah. Don't you think that's a good idea, Mayunch?
How?
To create an e-book of these wonderful writings.
Oh, yes.
And then he'll get sued by Oprah.
I think, Cheryl, that you should look on the screen because there's a nice Mexican ad for Diabetes Fate.
What?
That I saved. Oh, Deborah sent me a YouTube link. I think this calls for something. We have to watch it if Deborah sent it. So, oh, but wait. First, I want to show you this Wanda video from way back in the D.
Oh, God.
I like this.
Is this when she almost killed you, Dave?
Yes. Thanks for ruining it. Oh, my God. Hold on. We just got $12 from Steve Stalzi. He's never given us more than like $3 before. That's amazing. Thank you, Steve.
Madge and everybody have stepped out for a moment. They went off to look at some museum or something, so I thought I'd just stay behind and, you know, maybe just take a little foot massage. I got some chocolate here, and it's just me and my cooter. Hello. And I'm going to put my chocolate down here. Oh, God.
Okay. And see, what you'll see now is, I stopped it there because the point of that video is
Look how large she is.
She put that chocolate down there, and she never picked it up again. Then Chauncey, my dog at the time, ate it.
And you killed him.
Yeah.
Now, Madge, this reminds me of...
What?
Your apartment was so disgusting.
Yeah, it was in my video reel, too. Didn't you see that?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm 91 now. The 6th of May, I'll be 92. Woo!
Oh, that reminds me. Yes, when this isn't older, isn't it?
I have to read it. When did you start
eating? I guess I'm about 6 or 7 years old. I've been eating dirt all my life.
When did you start? Why did you start eating dirt?
I just heard my grandma talk about how she eat dirt, and I started eating dirt too. That's all I know.
What does it taste like?
It's kind of got a little whang, a little sour like. That's all I can do. Just kind of a little sour. It's real good to me.
What color dirt do you like?
Well, you can get some white, but I don't care for the white. And then I like the red. Red clay.
Where did you find it?
Inside the highway. Okay. You know, you see, pass by somewhere where the high bank is, red clay. That's what we get.
Red clay. Is it healthy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you get the right kind, it ain't going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt you because, you know, you made of dirt. You know that. It ain't going to hurt you. But you got to get the right kind. You can't eat the kind with the sand in it now.
When is the last time you ate dirt?
Last time I remember eating dirt, I must have been in my early 50s or late 40s or something like that or something.
Why did you stop?
Well, you see, I left here and went to Illinois.
And so that kind of stopped you?
Yeah, that stopped me because it was something in Illinois, but I didn't like that.
That's right.
It just didn't taste right to me.
Didn't taste right to me.
Did you hear about people eating dirt today?
Well, ain't nobody eating dirt nowadays.
Why don't you watch TV?
I don't know.
Okay, now we see her going bye-bye in her pretty car. At the end.
Very now nice. There's another one in there also about dirt.
Yeah, but it's like 3 hours long. Okay,
you watch it. It's amazing.
But this is the American South.
It has Dutch subtitles.
Rich in culture. An area to which, years ago, Africans brought much of their heritage and traditions. Through the centuries... Many of their
you can remix these with those other clips.
Oh, I can? Thank you for the permission.
Referred to by scholars as geography.
Oh, I have a mix for
those
that,
who
actually.
Continue the custom. It is known as eating dirt.
That's
and today
her.
It is still widely practiced.
Right.
The eating of dirt dates back thousands of years. Even the ancient Greeks described it in their writings and often used it to counter illnesses and poisons.
As always be. I think it's the same lady.
The practice appears to be most prevalent among southern women, some of whom are known at times to eat about a handful a day.
Let's look around. Hey, there's a spot. Let's try over there.
All right, let's try it over here.
I thought that was good, Mama.
Not just any dirt will do. It has to be dug from the right place. And should have a rich, pleasing flavor. Such locations are found primarily along the southern river banks.
How about that?
Frequent trips are made to gather dirt in jars or bags, to be enjoyed at home or to be shipped to distant relatives.
Very distant, I hope. Oops.
The big cities of the north are now home to many southern blacks. Though less widespread, the eating of dirt is here, too, still a popular custom, thanks to relatives down south and the U.S. Postal Service.
Oh, you're
going to
be kidding me.
Look, Mom! Look what we got!
Look what we got.
Dirt!
Sometimes
this is the most
genuine...
Cheryl, this is the most racist thing I've ever seen in my life.
Me too.
Some women have been known to eat cornstarch or baking soda as a temporary substitute.
They're wearing... What do you call those bandana that Aunt Jemima wears?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say what they're called because it's terrible.
Didn't I used to wear a bonnet?
You just can't get it.
I love the music.
Everyone has their own special recipe. In some cases, the dirt is mixed with molasses and seasoned with herbs and spices to make a delicious glaze for a baked Virginia ham.
Oh, my God. I bet it'd be good, though. Anything with molasses in a ham.
Combined with oil and vinegar, it is also used as an ingredient for a vinaigrette-type salad dressing.
Well, I guess that means you don't have to wash your lettuce first.
Sometimes dirt is blended with sugar and baked to make a very special tart.
Mm. Is that Merle? I think it's a Merle.
Watch yourself, Charlotte.
Why, to this very day, millions of people continue to eat dirt remains somewhat of a mystery, except for the fact that people genuinely seem to crave the texture and taste. Medical anthropologists note that chemical investigations of dirt samples have turned up no evidence that the eating of dirt is in any way harmful.
Of course not.
Extreme overindulgence, however, may cause problems. The dirt can line the intestine and clog the colon, resulting in severe constipation.
No.
But all that may be a small price to pay for this popular and authentic Southern tradition.
Real nice, Cheryl. Real nice. Now let's watch the one Deborah sent. Where is it? My holder. Where's that goddamn thing? What is my fucking battery dead on the goddamn grum board?
You bigger now. You mean your iPad.
My keyboard.
You're going to get a 20-inch iPad when they come out.
Oh, Cheryl, the world sucks. My ass.
Corporate iPad, 20 inches. Yes.
Seriously?
No, I don't know.
You don't.
There was rumors about a 12-inch iPad.
You're talking about a penis or an iPad?
iPad Maxi.
It's called the iPad B.
Maxi Bulk?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The iPad Bay.
Do you think that Didi has updated the fake iPhone at the dorm so that he can catch them when they try to steal it?
Yep.
Have you heard from her lately?
Yep. He wants me to do filming next month.
Don't do it. Don't go back.
No,
don't.
I'm making so much money in my computer career. Why would I do that?
Yeah, well, illustrious career at the dorm.
I can't figure out my grum hole. It's not being correct.
Why are there two versions of eating dirt in the South?
Well, you tell me. I didn't put them in the goddamn hoony.
Oh, they're different.
They're diffy.
Yeah. It's a BC. Oh.
The video froze. It says, I think it should be unfroze now. I don't know what to tell you, audience. You know what? We're kind of maxed out.
Gotta show that to the black.
What? Your boyfriend? I mean, girlfriend? I mean... Mm-hmm. How many people are watching us right now? Cheryl, can you do me a favor? Why don't you go to your very popular video on Ustream and put a comment in that says, I'm live right now, and give the link to this.
No. Oh, the last one we have is the Flat D documentary.
Yeah, but we're going to watch the one Deborah sent first. I had it with Flat D. I already seen that.
Bye.
Where is it? The links. Where's the one that Deborah sent?
You're so stupid.
Oh, yeah, I'm stupid. Where is the goddamn thing, Cheryl?
I don't know.
Where did she put it?
I'll tell her to put it in the room.
I saw it. I just don't know where she put it.
I don't know.
I done seen it. I done. I love your all caps. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah.
Viral enough.
Why won't you put a link to this grum in the holder of the holder?
I don't know, but it's not viral enough.
Well, it is too. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that number. See that. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Just a little guy.
Thanks, honey. Squish sound, squish sound, squish sound. Honey. Squish sound. Squish.
Let me see what else I got in my holder. From Deborah. I think we looked at this before. Yeah. Check that out.
I'm trying to set this up so that you can see me within the
holder. Like to read. Oh, you already talked about that with Reagan. Coming.
What?
The Adam for Adam from that DD. Painted.
Hmm?
Painted.
Paint the dick?
Mm-hmm.
We already talked about that on here, though, too, didn't we?
I think so. Yeah, let's see what this is. Holder's Fiat.
Fiat?
The Holder's Fiat video, yeah.
Filed, like you. I don't know how to do that.
Did John...
John Kobach, he gave us the other $6.
What?
$8, rather. John gave us $8. So between him and Steve, we got $20. Thank you, John.
But you remember he was contacting that person from the Craigslist?
No, I don't.
To be on our ground.
Who? AJ?
No, the guy. Would love to meet up with a girl who has the same interest in extreme anal play that I do, either a nice rosebud already or an interest in developing one. Already been working on mine, winky face. I'm looking for a freak like me. If you have a passion for ass play and anal sex, stop having to hide your desires. Let's check.
Wow, this person has way more hits than you.
Who?
Gussie DeBussy.
How's this one?
Oh, Bach is very good, I recommend.
And this one?
Oh, Mozart, the boy genius, the best.
Okay, how about this?
Oh, Debussy.
What
I
are you
love
watching?
Debussy.
Sometimes somebody put this in the chat
think
room.
About is Debussy. Oh, look at...
We're not watching Family Guy. I'm sorry. Deborah, where is the fucking thing?
I'll give it to you.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe I played Family Guy on this grum. You owe us money. I want $20 from whoever did that.
Force feeding Thanksgiving. Oh.
You know what? I want to tell you something. This little asshole. Never mind. What does Nessie mean? I see this word a lot, Nessie. What does that mean?
Nessie?
Yeah, what does it mean, Nessie?
The gay blacks like to say that.
Well, what does it mean? They used to say it in the dorm, too. I don't understand it. I have to get rid of my face.
Why don't you Google it?
No, why don't you? I already got 30,000 windows, Opie. Can't afford this shit. Okay. Where did Deborah go? God damn it.
Excuse me.
Skissy. I'm trying to get it so that you can see me picture at the same time. Like we used to do back in the day, remember?
I was always...
Beak.
I can't move.
I can't move.
Can't move. This dick can be tricky.
I can't move.
This dick can be tricky.
Cricky.
This dick can be tricky.
Watch how I move. This is a cool effect. Whooch. Well, I'm there in the corner. It's so stupid. Whatever. Okay. We'll watch now. Yes, Nessa. Yes, God, Nessa. That's what Romeo Storm used to say. Yes, God, Nessa. I don't know what he means.
It's just a gay thing, the black.
But who's Nessa?
I don't know.
Why is he touching her?
Piggy likes a chicken, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. Chicken nugget.
Okay, so for the audio audience, he's feeding her a chicken bone while he rubs her big fat overhead.
A white man feeding a big black woman. It's nice.
This is horrible.
It's wonderful.
No, it isn't. This is like watching 12 years of slavery.
Clean off that bone. There you go.
Christ.
There you go, piggy.
There's like an hour of
you admit
this.
It's kind of hot.
Now he's feeding her iced tea.
No. I left it all over.
It's sad.
Ten videos.
Look at that. How's it feel, Pig?
She got 10 videos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all big and heavy.
He did this.
Thanksgiving food.
Oh, this
I
is
got
her
more
video.
Views than her.
This is her.
Yeah. Sorry, sleepy, eat too much.
She's Aunt Teresa.
So this is her.
Don't move, Piggy.
I can't deal with it. What's next?
It's Deborah. Blame her.
Deborah. Can we call Deborah yet?
Not yet. Let me see here. Okay, the most embarrassing plane pooping story ever. No. Mm-hmm. Now it's too long. Quine. Excuse me.
Quine. I said quine.
I like long laps and I can't deny. You others, honey, can't deny. When a girl walks in, got a lap beneath her waist that drags behind for days, you cough lungs.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got all these songs I still need to sing, Madge.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would call it singing. Maybe croaking is a better word.
Singing!
Croak. You croak.
Singing.
There are singers, there are crooners, and in your case, there are croakers. And you, my disgusting prolapsed friend, are a croaker.
You lie.
Andy Vera sent a tweet. She said she's too busy changing to smoke detectors to listen to this show.
Right.
Okay, I'm changing the grum hole so you can at least see my fat face. It's looking mm-hmm. really good. What are we doing next, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's spedding out on her sleeping pills. Let's just wait while Cheryl has her mental health moment. Christ
what?
On a stick. Christ on a stick, you heard me. You were.
You lie. You lie.
You will lie. Do you want me to show you the, like, I started mixing up some clips from The Strange Addiction. Do you want to see?
Yes.
Okay, I have to go on a final vagina cut. Let me just switch in case. We're going to go back to this, folks. I hope this doesn't crash anything. Everything, though, it must. How could it not, right? Final cut plus Wirecast plus Skype plus Ableton plus... Yeah. Final cut on a MacBook Air. Yes. You still there?
Yes, Nessa, I'm here.
See, the thing is, like, it reached a point where it's just like, well, anyway, I'll just let you see and you can decide for yourself. There's
what?
So many. There's so many. That's the thing. There's, like, so many good ones that, and I feel like they've already done such a, anyway, I'll put it on. Hold on.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Your Mother with Stink Hair and Blubber Cunt. I'm talking about. What am I talking about? Fuck you. How about that for what am I talking about?
What?
You heard me, bitch.
Man.
What?
I don't like when you're so rude.
I don't like when you don't pay attention and you just kind of space out on your cold medicine or whatever it is you're taking. Okay, we're going to watch it. Ready? I got the colder on. Go. This cast is bigger than this half. No, I'm just kidding.
Is there a video I'm supposed to be going to?
No, because it's in Final Cut. I haven't done it.
God damn it.
So you'll just have to watch it with the audience. But it's mostly about audio.
I'm addicted to bad injections.
I'm addicted to eating mattresses.
I'm addicted to eating tape.
My addiction is eating couch cushions.
Over the last 3 years, Carmelo's had 54 butt injections.
After sex, I would want some.
If I see tape in front of me, I'll just pick it up and start chewing.
I love couch cushion. The way it sits in my mouth, it's soft and it's a good taste.
She receives her shots on the black market, getting pumped with an unregulated substance that's been known to include metal lubricant and cement.
I have to have it to see it.
Carmelo's friend Vanity is a butt shot addict herself.
Vanity.
But overcame the dangerous obsession after an infection nearly killed her.
You could die.
She eats about 3 rolls every day.
If I got 36 more shots, I think my butt would be the size I want.
Knowing that she's eating cushion all day makes me sick to my stomach.
Sometimes I swallow pieces of it.
I should be able to lick like that and nothing get caught on my tongue.
If I'm angry, I tend to eat more tape.
I've been getting butt injections.
The back of the cushion and the corners, they seem to have the flavor that I like. They taste different from the rest. Like the inside, like the wider cushion is just, that's my liking.
Andrea doesn't always swallow the tape.
He is ready to go.
She was injecting girls with things from hardware stores.
It comforted me to eat the cushion.
She sometimes discards chewed pieces all over the house.
I like my mattress plain and straight up.
Aren't you mad that she was injecting you with industrial grade silicone?
Andrea even stashes rolls throughout her home for easy access.
Well, the reason why I'm not eating my own mattress is because I ate my mattress already.
I'm like, no, I need this injection ASAP.
I found tape rolls in her bathtub.
The good stuff to me is the pillow top itself.
I need to get just a little bit more bigger.
I don't think chewing tape is a big deal.
Get two a piece. I'm done with mattress when it smells funny, or if I get down to where it's just springs.
What would you think about someone who ate tape?
Did she do anything afterwards? I mean, did she stitch up the incisions?
She put super glue, then cotton balls on each shot that she gave me.
I could use it again if I wanted, if I was that desperate.
So what is it about the tape that you like exactly?
It relaxes me.
I've eaten couches, box springs, chairs.
I just want everything to be okay. I don't want to say I lost my friend because she was addicted to eating tape.
I eat mattresses.
Me and my son just need to confront her today and ask her why she doing
it. I'm having sulfur burps.
Sulfur burps?
Okay. Yeah, like a fart in my mouth.
Mattress foam is not particularly digestible. You could die.
I love couch cushion. The way it sits my mouth, it's soft and it's a good taste.
Oh, I'm not done.
Man, I think that is fantastic. However, the best one is still mattress.
I don't know, but the one I think I like the
reason
most
I'm not eating my own mattress because I already ate my own mattress. Sulfur burps. It's like a fart in my mouth.
But you have to see the edit, though, because my favorite part is the way when you see her makes the burp during the intervention, and then I cut to her mother making that face, not, you know, like that kind of like mm-mm face, you know what I mean? Like nodding. She's like, oh no. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you do a vine of that?
A what? I did, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one, yeah.
And I like the sound effects. I was trying to collect, like, and I still am trying to collect, like, a lot of the boom-booms, you know? But there's, like, a formula, like, they always say, like, at the beginning, I'm addicted to whatever, eating this. And then they, like, show them eating, and then they show them, you know, then they go
yes,
to the...
Yes, I love the sound. And they recycle these sound effects in all the networks. Yes. There's, like, this one of, like, a door creaking or something. It's like...
This bed can be creaky. I know, I have them. It's from...
I want to hear some. Let's hear it.
Well, I can't really play them now. They're part of the Avid thing. And if I turn that on, it's all a mess.
Damn it.
There's some from Final Cut, but I don't use them.
Damn it.
Let's see, what do we have? Here's one.
What? Where do you get off playing that and taping me?
That's not it. Hang on. Sorry. Stop posting those fucking numbers. I'm going to punch you in the goddamn pussy.
Sorry.
You made me mad. Now I'm going to fucking punch you in the cunt. Is this it?
Come on, you know, you got to stop blaming yourself.
Oh, no, that's Deborah. How now? What am I looking for? I forgot. Oh, sound effects. Where are they? Where are they? I don't know why. Maybe I didn't load them on here. Boom, boom. Sound. Acuity.
Sound effects. I'm not posting numbers in the chat. Don't worry.
Shut up.
Every time I reload it, there's more people that ever watched them.
Shut up. You're making me very angry, Cheryl.
Sorry.
I'm going to take off those little things you're posting. Removed. 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 Removed.
What are you talking about?
Removed. Removed. Oh, nothing. Nothing. All right. Let's see.
Removed? What are you talking about? You didn't remove my comments. I still see them.
Oh, I did too.
What are you talking about? How come I still see them?
You shouldn't. It says removed.
Yes. Well, they're still there.
Well, God damn it. Fucking bitch. Let's see. Cake.
Eat your cake.
The reason why.
You want to eat my cookie?
There, she sent it to me in... She sent the link to me in... the Facebook. Well, that's the same thing. I'm going to say it again.
Ooh. Are you going to... Are you talking about... Did you see that there's this TLC where, of course, I told you earlier you're going to get a job there, but they've got a new Fattygram. It's the second season called My 600-Pound Life. Unfortunately, there are no large black women in this one.
I was told that they recycled certain fatties from certain...
Well, there's that woman who did the YouTube video, which you love. How heavy is that? She was the first one in this season. Xylinian or something. Yeah, she got a black name, but she's very white.
But there was some show that somebody was excited and sent me, and then they said, oh, no. They just recycled the fatties from Taboo, and they didn't use Nikki, though, which, because I thought that'd be great. They recycled the one that's, you know, with the eye, the face mask, the sleep apnea. She doesn't want to be thin because she's nervous or something.
They recycled her.
Yeah. Bitch.
Well, they need you to go out and film new ones.
I'll be happy.
You know, one thing you could use for your, quote, reel is that amazing interview you did with Arts of Life.
You know what? I considered it, but Cheryl, the videography is not good enough. It's just shitty. That's the problem because, like, that's when I had prep did the shooting for me because, like, I don't have anybody that can do it. So, like, I had to do the interview, so I had to have him do the camera. But it's
don't you do that? I mean, you did that for the dorm.
What do you mean?
Must be pretty good at it now.
Yeah, I can video, I can shoot, but I can't shoot when I'm interviewing at the same time because I need it to be on camera with the microphone.
Oh.
You know, I can't do both. I'm not in the porn, Cheryl.
Well, sometimes, except for when there's, you know.
What? Cheryl, you died. Uh-oh. What's happening? Cheryl, you died. What's that? Oh, wait. This is probably a glitch. We have glitches. Hold on. Cheryl, that was just a glitch. We have glitches.
Glitch?
Yeah, I think I have it. Oh, I have it set to 96 kilohertz. That's why. It only lets, like, never mind. What were we talking about, Nick? Dalek woman. Oh, wait, we got $50. What?
What?
$50 from Grant. Wow, thank you, Grant.
Really?
Yeah, I think people finally are realizing how poor I am. You should understand.
Well, they feel bad. You're talking about having to go and work for Didi again.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's fucking pathetic.
It's pathetic, yes. Yeah. Cheryl, these fucking jobs. I can't believe the shit. And, you know, my friend Chris is going through the same kind of boot camp.
Why? Is he retarded?
No, he got it for free because he got a scholarship. I'm the idiot.
For free?
Yeah.
They don't give free scholarships.
Yes, they do, moron. That's why it's called a fucking scholarship. I helped him set it up.
Right.
The city of New York pays people to do it. You have to go through a huge process. He got selected like 1 out of 200 or something.
Why didn't you do that? You're poor, but not.
Well, I don't live in New York, but the problem is like 20 out of 27 students in
don't
his
get
class,
jobs.
Worse, no, they're female.
Oh. Yeah. So how many people get jobs out of these grums? None.
Listen, this is what really pisses me off is that already from my class, more than half have gotten jobs. Like,
do you think you're not getting a job has to do with your cram holder? Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with that. But I think it more has to do with the fact that I'm 100 years old. And also the fact that I fucking hate those people. Cheryl, it's like the whole thing, the whole the high five tunnel, that's like indicative of the entire tech scene. It's like, it's so awful. Did you see Wolf of Wall Street yet?
No.
Well, you should see it because, like, as bad as the stock scene was, because basically the idea is, and Max Kaiser's talked about this forever, but this bed can be tricky. But the thing is, like, as bad as the stock market was, this is kind of similar because in the stock market, they didn't make money from buying and selling stocks. the brokers. The brokers made money from commissions, from duping morons into buying and selling stocks. And they partied like crazy, and all they did was fucking do coke and drink. And now in the tech scene is similar, because people get paid shitloads of money, like programmers get like 100K a year, to just fucking say bro. Like, they don't get hired for their technical skills. They just fucking create one social network after another that basically is just, they're not even doing anything to make, because they just copy templates and shit, because Rails is basically just a huge WordPress. And then they're like, they take this, and then they fucking drink and do Adderall. Everybody's on fucking Adderall, and they fucking drink, and they do play beer pong at the fucking boot camp, and every goddamn place you go to get a job as a fucking, has a fucking, fucking ping pong table, beer pong. Like, hello, I'm a grown up. Why can't I just get paid?
Couldn't you
have
looked into this before you?
Oh, start? Couldn't you shut the fuck up and support me, you stupid, fizzy, withered whore?
Hotline.
She gets 20,000 plus fucking views, and she thinks she's hot shit.
Hi, ladies. Madge, hey. This is me, AJ from Cup of Tea with AJ podcast.
Where does that and come from? Where the fuck do you get
like
that
to
from?
Offer? I would like to offer you a job at the Radio Pod Squad.
How about
the
what
Rainbow
is that?
Pod Squad? No,
what's this? The, Back to the Future?
Gay,
I don't get
the
it.
The gay radio. What's it called?
Faggot radio.
Well, there are two. There are competing networks like Showtime and HBO. I think that there's the Rainbow Pod Squad, and then there is the Pride 48.
Yes.
I thought Rainbow Pod Squad ended like 5 years ago.
No, I just went to their website.
Well, good for them. You know, let them do whatever.
No, of course. I'm not saying it's
so pathetic.
Stop it, Cheryl. I think we could start our own, like, the
Oncasters, you know.
No, it'd have to be something horrible like the Ugly Whore Squad or...
But Reagan isn't ugly.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. When you had the flu, you were...
ugly. I sure was ugly!
Now, Reagan, why have you refused to publicize my viral AIDS?
That's redundant.
Oh, your video?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if all of my followers will think it's as hilarious as I think it is. You
well,
have to keep in mind.
Not safe for work.
It's about prolapse.
I try raising awareness for vaginal prolapse. Or,
although, you know, I have watched
it. You can say someone hacked my account.
Reagan, all you need is a disc. What are you doing?
Nothing. Hotline.
Are you drunk? Steve Stelzy says you're drunk.
No. Okay. No.
Why do you call us just in time to make Pats and Pants moving? The fuck? This isn't your goddamn living room.
I did watch Walls Fall Out twice this week alone, though.
You, thank you.
Alone?
Now, do
as opposed to what? At an orgy? What do you mean alone?
No, like just this week, I watched it.
Oh, I thought you meant by yourself. Like, you didn't have to watch it with
it
other people
when,
this time.
I love it when it does The Price is Right.
You know, I posted that to the Dev Bootcamp listserv. I don't think they appreciate it.
Did they like it? Well, no, they probably haven't had time to watch it because they have jobs.
This is what's upsetting me, and I was talking about this with a friend. The whole tech scene is awful. Like, irony is disappearing from the world. I swear to God, like, people in real life, they just don't fucking, they're just so fucking horrible.
You're right. No, I mean, you're totally right.
Like,
everything is taken literally, which is why I can't post regular stuff on my Twitter, because people don't get it.
Well, why do you care if they get it?
Because he doesn't want to lose his followers.
Because you want to sell your Twitter sheet.
Can't you just
money?
Have a disclaimer that says, if you find this offensive, please don't click on it.
But they still do.
Know?
Not safe for work. Like, I put on Mommy Kills Best today.
But what happens
if you do that, Reagan? Extreme NSFW. Meaning, even if you think this is something you can handle, you can't.
But right. Rick, what happens if you do something offensive? I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, people actually have like called my work, and I mean, it's yeah, because the Big Brother fan base is its own crazy element, and they're nutso. But I'm pretty good now. Like I very rarely check my
tenured yet.
Yeah, I am, but
well,
still,
who cares?
But it's not worth the headache of dealing with. Like, I don't want to have to have the uncomfortable
conversation. Reagan, you posted Walls Fallout, and I watched this video, and because you're a tenured professor, we think that it's inappropriate.
Can you please look at the screen?
I have actually had conversations with people at work where they have called me in and said, can we talk about your use of the term bottom on your MySpace profile or Facebook. Totally inappropriate.
Of all the things to be offended of?
I know.
Are you kidding
me? I know. So it's, and believe me, like Jesus I fight Christ. Tooth and nail when stuff like that happens. I'm like, no, you can't like police what I do online. And I don't have students go to this. If they seek me out, that's their own business. But it's just not worth my headache. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see
what I the picture? Did you see the Dev Bootcamp mouse pad that I showed you on the screen?
Yeah.
I just want to tell you something. I paid $12,000 or whatever, or $11,000 tuition.
Mouse pad.
No, I didn't even.
You bought it?
Oh, no, I had to steal it. I had to steal the fucking mouse pad because they wouldn't fucking give everybody a mouse pad.
Actually, I want to see. Hold on.
No, well, now it's too late. Now I have to put it up again.
Oh, no, I see.
Hey, to pay those horrible instructors.
But look what it says at the bottom. Make beautiful and meaningful things.
Yeah, I've seen those videos.
The instructors, it's such a racket. Like I think it's kind of like I said, at least half the people get jobs, which is true. But the thing is, like the way they run it, I think it's just kind of, I hate to say it, but I think it might be like a scam.
I have a question about the Church of Deborah podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should we have Deborah on to answer it herself?
I mean, maybe if you want. Let's see if y'all know the answer to this. So okay. I have been going back and listening to old episodes of her show. Mm-hmm. And because the only time I really ever heard her was when y'all would play her. And there's an episode where she is talking to, I can't tell if it's like a ministry of some sort, mm-hmm. and the guy sounds like Middle Eastern, and...
She called a call center. Yeah, I know that one, because I listened to it this week, too.
Okay, and it's like 4 or 5 episodes ago. So mm-hmm. was that through editing, the guy was like going there with her sexually, or was he actually going there with her sexually?
No,
I could not tell.
I think he really was. I think he really was. I think it was like he was basically just a call center answering service kind of thing for this ministry, but she got him going, which I thought was really brilliant through the use of metaphor and the girls, you know, and your boy, and it was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then there was one moment where she started laughing while she was doing it, because I think even Deborah couldn't believe.
The only time I ever heard her laugh was in number 25 when she was talking about the tranny chickens.
She was like, with the chicken?
That shit to me was the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard. The way the person was trying to pray for her and Monsanto, like impromptu, was just hysterical while she Googles tranny chickens at the same time.
It was
beyond priceless. Let's find this thing. Is she on here? Deborah Cooterville. Oh, there she is. She's available, it says.
I really liked it when y'all called the chat line.
Cat line, hotline, which line? Oh, the sex thing.
So one.
Yeah, but I felt the Vietnam thing. I don't know. I don't like the Vietnam guy. I thought that was too much.
Oh yeah, that was kind of mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Hello.
Madge's fault.
Yeah, everything's my fault.
And Deborah's fault.
So 700 Club calls, I like that, because those people are actually evil.
And they
maybe we can call the 700 Club this evening. Let's see what else.
But who was that lesbian that people posted on, I think it was my Facebook sheet, like some preacher who I guess is a female preacher who looks like the Joker?
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing you.
Who is that? Because I don't know who that is. I would like to call her. Wanda Redstone. Who?
Wanda Wisdom.
Oh, I thought you said Lana Redstein. Oh, what about... Oh, we can talk about it Sunday. We're going to talk about Horror Story.
And thank both of you for introducing... I mean, at first I should thank Cheryl, because she's the one who introduced it to you, but I love getting on.
Oh, my God. It's so good. You know, did you see Nebraska?
No, but I know she's in it.
Yeah, it's fucking... fucking great. You have to see it.
Yeah, I want to.
It's not letting me bring Deborah in. Maybe she has me blocked, just like she has me blocked, just like Andy.
Like Sylvia blocked me.
Andy Novus. I can't believe Andy Novus blocked me. You know, people are just they have to open their mouth. Why would you be friends with Andy? You know what he is? He's a nice gay.
What is Andy? What is he?
This weird, nice,
a super fan of Sylvia.
Yeah, like he was like Cheryl, but not ironic. Like he posted like the time that Sylvia answered her question on his question on her show, and he made a birthday cake even though she's dead, and he posted a picture of it for her, and he's always posting these horrible, horrible graphics.
Why did he block you then?
Because he thought I was making fun of him.
Oh. Well, you would never do that.
Nope. He's not fat. I'm addicted to eating mattresses.
Hotline.
No, I was going to say my favorite strange addiction.
I have a question for Cheryl.
Okay.
Why don't you eat your mattress?
I don't eat my mattress because I already ate my mattress.
Okay, so the thing is, my favorite strange addiction, which I haven't even used in any editing, is the lady that sniffs mothballs. Like, I just
she's
think
pretty good.
I just think she's
hysterical. Did you watch the video of this
smell like
woman
an old lady
who smells and eats the dirty diapers?
No, but I saw the links. No, I haven't seen that.
These clips actually make me feel uncomfortable. Like, I can't. There are times I can fast forward. Like, they honestly make me feel uncomfortable.
Man, you need to watch the dirty diaper one right now.
No.
Yes.
Not now.
Yes.
Not now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deborah, what's going on with your computer? I don't know if it's like she's blocking me or what. She's on green. It should work, right?
Deborah Wilkerson.
Deborah.
Hello.
So
they've really put out the memo at NOAA Board, even for Deborah. Deborah can't even get in.
Well, it seems like the operators are all different, too. Like, I think they totally switched it. Like, they out... Deborah.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how's everybody?
You on the phone, Deborah?
What were you doing? I tried calling you like 73 times.
Well, I was watching the Grammy. You see, I had to leave the house for a second.
Why?
And then
why
I left the house.
A cordless phone.
I'm on the LTE.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, the track phone LTE.
Deborah,
so it might be going out a little bit.
Did you hear what Reagan and I were discussing about your show with the South, the dot?
Oh, yes.
Was that for real?
He was for real. Yeah. I mean, I was a little shocked because, I mean, I couldn't believe how far he was taking everything, but he was for real.
Who did you call? I could not believe it as I heard it.
Who were you calling?
And I don't think I was his first victim, to be honest with you, because he was serious. You know what I mean? He kept taking it farther and farther.
My girls. You want to see my girls? His name was Venkat.
But I think that's where you got that loop from that one man, you know. Oh, no, that was another one.
No,
you know, my Snickers, Mrs. Garrett.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Did I do a Snickers for me? I don't remember, so. Give me that pussy, Mrs.
It's all yours.
That one, no.
Yeah, no, I know that is personality. I have a hell of a temper. It's
you mean a pussy, Mrs. Garrett? You mean a pussy, Mrs. Garrett?
That's one of my favorites. I don't know where that comes from.
Now, who was that?
You mean a pussy,
that
Mrs.
Was,
Garrett?
That was a man from the chat line, I believe.
No, it was NOAA Board.
Probably.
She did get a man at NOAA Board.
What?
Yeah, that was kind of strange.
When did you get a man?
Oh, that was awesome.
You haven't put that on. Did you put that on your Grom?
What do you mean she got a man?
I don't know if that one was a Grom yet.
I didn't hear that.
Do you have like a whole folder of unused colds?
Oh, I have probably over 200.
What?
I like to be prepared. Yes. What? I like to be prepared. You know, in case there's an accident.
Deborah, since speaking of preparation, I want to ask you this. It's about abortion. But why are these Christians, since you're one of them, so against birth control when it prevents abortion?
Because it's evil. It's not right. Because if you think about it, if you look at the history, I like to go to Wikipedia and read about the history of birth control. Mm. It actually was created by Monsanto to actually track our bodies by the devil. And he's able to enter your soul because your body's a vessel. And you don't want to put bad things in your vessel because if you do, the vessel's going to sink.
But which is worse? What? I mean, creating a bad vessel or whatever you said, or bringing, you know, a dead baby into the world?
Well, any baby, whether it's dead or alive, is a blessing.
So an abortion's fine, then?
A dead one.
By that logic, abortion is fine.
No. Well, if it's an accident, like, you know, like I told that one nice lady from No Abort, if I fell down the stairs, I didn't mean to. Hello? Oh, I'm so glad you answered. Oh, I'm parked outside of Shoney's. I'm just so scared. I don't know what to do. Hello?
Well, this is the National Pregnancy Hotline.
Yes! Oh, God, I'm out of Shoney's, and... Oh, hold on, the music. And I... Oh, Lord, I can't breathe. I just hightailed it out there because I'm at the Shoney's, and this man I found on Craigslist, he offered me an abortion half price, but one BOGO, and I don't know what to do. Hello? Hello?
Are you fucking kidding me? The one time they answer, you ruined it?
BOGO.
Who ruined it?
Deborah.
Why? What did she do?
What? Was that a little
You didn't
much?
Start with a believable story to hook him
Don't
in.
Don't yell at Deborah, you little cunt.
You gotta
Listen,
hook him
let
in
me tell you something. I'm sorry, but if you watch the beeping news, there's like 78% abortions are outside of Shoney's.
When they get such good Yelp reviews.
I'm sorry.
No, Cheryl, okay. You have no business doing that kind of berating or Deborah.
Don't judge me. Turn the other cheek or the other lash.
Shoney's, Kissimmee, Florida, 3 stars. Lewisburg, West Virginia, 2 stars. Nashville, 2 stars. 1.5 stars in Nashville. Okay. Good reviews for Shoney's. I guess people like it. Pretty fine.
BOGO.
What's BOGO?
Buy one, get one.
I hate all that forward thing, like YOLO and BOGO, all that shit. It's very tech.
Please on that.
No, you're gonna be awesome.
Hotline. Hello?
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 Yes.
Hi, can you help me?
No. Call somebody else for help.
What are you talking about? You're supposed to be able to help me. Hello?
Who ruined that call, honey?
Who was that? Nah.
Who was that?
That was a Waffle House.
Oh, what's that? Snowboard.
Jacob said, call somebody else.
Yeah, you have to tell me who you're calling.
I thought that was Shoney's.
Well, see, Deborah was.
If you don't tell me who we're calling.
All right, this is
and
another.
You can't call the same Waffle House
this is
as
a diff-
called before.
Oh, listen to you, the one who calls the same fucking No Abort 300 times in a row. This is Waffle House.
You got different people.
Shut up. It's another Waffle House. This is Waffle 82.
Deborah, get it. Don't ruin it.
Eat my pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
I think you should call the one back where the woman hung up on you.
Mrs. Garrett wants you to shit on my chest. I want to fuck your dirty black pussy.
That one wasn't funny, man.
It kind
of
was funny.
To drive down the street and all of a sudden become Francine.
Yes. I'm sorry. Hello? Hello?
What? They ain't having it.
I guess they're scared of Sylvia.
Helpline.
Okay. Helpline. You want to call the first Waffle House back? Fine. We'll do that.
Get it.
Maybe I should tell it. Francine's to your right, sweetie. Listen, I was in there earlier and I left my world famous brooch that my sister Sylvia gave me. Is there any way that it was in the lost and found?
Well, I wouldn't know. You have to call back at 7 in the morning.
Okay. Well, is right. there any way you could go look for me? I was in there earlier, and this is really expensive. Crystal Carrington, I don't know if you know who she is. She gave me that when Nancy Reagan was in office.
I wouldn't be able to look. We don't have a lock of eye. You have to call back at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Honey, can't you go look for me?
Oh, Precious don't got the key to that. Precious don't got the key to lock
I was going to. Well, Finna. I was going to be Kathy all over, but I chose not to.
Okay, we're running out of bandwidth. I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'm going to have to take Reagan out because
that's fine. No, that's fine. I'll listen
because the bandwidth is getting too tight.
No, that's fine.
Don't kill him. Don't kill him.
Bye, honey. Squish.
Bye, honey. Squish.
Bye, honey.
Get saved.
Let's call it 700 Club. Deborah does very well with these prayers.
That's true.
We're going to pray. Want me to pray for you to find you a job?
Yes.
Okay, it might work.
I want you to explain everything, including the high five tunnel, the money, the Judaism. No, not Jew. Tell her.
And work prolapse in there because I'm all about prolapse education. That's my life's work.
I never knew that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the number?
I got it.
I never knew Cheryl was into prolapse. What, 800 is it?
What you would think I'd have it memorized.
I would think, yes. I would truly think that. Hello. Hello.
Prior. Hold on, it takes a second, Madge. I'm checking the Rolodex.
I know, you got a Rolodex, see. You got a Rolodex in your pocket.
Okay, let's say 1-800-823-6053.
Okay, but Deborah, we're going to have to call. I need you to hang up and call us right back. Because your Skype is getting weird. Can you just hang up and call back before we call?
What kind of internet? You got dial-up?
She's got Earth Link.
You got dial-up internet?
Listen, it's hard when I'm broke in my yacht and I can only get Juno. Okay? Just hang up on me and call me back.
Okay, but... Okay. I hope it lets me call her back. What is Juno?
You don't remember that?
I know it's a movie about it, a child that needed
no, Juno, the free email, like free internet for back in the day.
Don't. I remember Earthlink and AOL.
No, it was like you used to get like a free internet account, dial-up.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It was good shit. Mm-hmm.
Deborah. See, now it's her internet that's the problem. That's why it was so hard connecting to her.
Maybe she got a cell phone.
Cell phone. Shit, now I lost the number. I mean,
why don't you just Google it?
Why don't you Google it and stick in the goddamn hole? Because I'm afraid to do anything with all these fucking windows open on my MacBook Air.
Mm-hmm. Prayer and counseling submit free.
It was something 0700. I know that.
CBN. Okay.
Deborah, God doesn't want you on this call because he doesn't let it go through.
With the guidance of your pastor.
700 Club Prayer Line, stupid bitch, twice. Look it up. Give me the number. Pound it with your
prayer
shit.
Center.
Thank you. That's not it, though. Her number had an 0700, but fine, we'll call it.
Well, is she on the line?
No, because it's not going through because of her shitty connection.
I don't want to talk to them.
Well,
I'm the expert about prayer.
I hate you. You just have to say you're saved and they'll do whatever you want.
Get saved. Are you a saved woman?
An owner of 3/4 of a lung.
Mm-hmm. You only get 20 more minutes.
Good.
And my track phone runs out of minutes.
Fitting out a track phone?
Mm-hmm.
How big? How big?
That was always big.
Okay, I rebooted the PCI, she said. The AOL.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
She said she rebooted her AOL.
What was that for?
She rebooted her web TV. Deborah?
Hello?
Did you reboot your web TV?
Yes, it's all the MSN web TV is working fine now.
That's good. Okay.
Get saved.
Yes. The one and only way.
Mm-hmm.
We're all made out of dirt.
We all
eat dirt.
Well, just because we're made of it doesn't mean we have to eat it.
Yeah, do. I'm hungry. I need some snacks.
I need the red clay or the white. That's good, too. They both good.
Well, when some I moved people's to Southern dirt Illinois, stalker.
Dirt stalker.
But when I moved to Terry Southern Illinois.
700 Club. We are so happy to receive your call. Oh, one of our prayer representatives will be with you in a moment, and may God bless you.
I'm muting myself.
Me too.
Good evening. Thank you for calling this EBM prayer line. This is Paul. How may I help you?
Hi, Paul. I was calling for some prayer for my friend, Madge, and I just needed to get that done, okay?
I'd be happy to pray with you. First, can I ask, what is your relationship with Jesus?
I'm a saved woman.
Praise God, praise God.
Praise Him. Deborah.
First name, Deborah. Mm-hmm. Deborah, and he said you'd like prayer today for
Madge. You see, this is what happened. He lost his job. I mean, she lost her job at the dorm and was really down on her luck. And I think it might have to do with her lifestyle choices because she is a lesbian. But she's not a practicing lesbian Jew Muslim. But she recently spent $13,000 to go to prolapse school. You know what that is?
Prolapse school?
Prolapse school for prolapse training. Okay. Well, anyway, so she did the prolapse training, and she spent all that money. And basically, when she graduated after 13 weeks, she ran down a tunnel of people, and, you know, they high-fived her. And it's basically like they were taking the money out of her wallet because I just got so emotional about it.
Yeah,
okay. And I really, you know what I mean? And it hasn't been a good year for me at all because our other friend, Sylvia, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I might need two prayers, one for Madge, get a job, and a second one for Sylvia. She was raped by a group of black men outside of a Shoney's, and she she caught MRSA and died.
Well, yeah, the Lord can intervene.
Mm-hmm. So which one should we pray for first? Probably the Madge, because can we do that? Just maybe for Madge, that's her name, and then, you know, for her prolapse training.
All right.
Okay.
So you, and the name is?
Madge, and then prolapse training. Mm-hmm. Madge.
For the new job?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so they'll have some training up ahead. Okay, certainly.
It's prolapse training what we need, you know?
Right, sure. Okay. Let's go to Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for Deborah and her faith. And Father God, we want to pray today for Reg and the training. Father God, in the wake of having lost a job recently, Father, we're praying that she gets the training. They get the training they need to get to
the prolapse training. We got to be specific.
Father God, the prolapse training that they have coming up. Father, they get the best possible training. Father God, and it sets them up right in line for where they'd be in order to do the best job with this new job as possible, Lord. Again, we believe that through you, nothing is impossible. We believe according to your word in Ephesians, it says, through the mighty power of God.
Fissures.
There is,
fissures.
Mighty power. Okay, I'm sorry.
The fissures.
Oh, and we also pray for, the procedures.
Mm-hmm.
For God, the... lift those up in Jesus' name. we pray that,
the ones. So you think the procedures that Cheryl has should go through then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Agree.
Okay. I didn't know if y'all were that straightforward, you know.
Yeah.
But okay, good. Maybe they'll all go through. I hope they're safe, but, you know, it's her decision.
So we just declare this now in Jesus' name.
Do you think Pat Robertson would want the procedures then? Do you think he would want them? So he probably would approve of those too then. Probably.
If they're you know, going to get him to that position, get him in the next job.
Is there any way I could speak to Pat maybe?
Pat runs a pretty tight shift.
Oh, Lord. It's been my dream. That man... he makes me melt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hi. Did you know I was reading on the CBN newsletter for the 700 Club? Did you know in California that homosexuals have rings and they'll shake your hands and they'll give you HIV with the rings? Were you aware of that?
I was not.
It was, Pat talked about it. You know, he also talked about the transsexual chickens at you know, that evil company Santango? They were, you know, making transsexual chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really worried about that. And I was even thinking about maybe donating some money to stop that. And another thing that I'd like to talk about.
What's the name of the organization? What's the name of the organization? That you want to donate money to?
Oh, the organization.
Where are you liking to donate money?
The Monsanto's the one that's making the transsexual chickens. But I was talking about earlier that there was this girl, and she was even talking about the same thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just scared about that. And did you also know this? That 78% of Americans, I was watching on the CBT about with Pat, and they did the same thing. They took this girl out to a field, and I kid you not, the girl had to be only 13 or 14, and they took a goat in a cheese grater and sacrifice the goat for satanic rituals in Idaho. And that's the reason they have the best potatoes. That's what they said on 700 Club. I was shocked. Floored. I mean, it was as if I won Publisher Clearinghouse. You know what I mean?
Well, let's just say in the Lord's name.
Okay.
Pray that you'd redeem them and pray that you'd deliver. In Jesus' name, for protection. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
That's what we can do. You know, we can pray and keep praying.
Pray hard, you know what I mean?
Sure. Deborah, may I email you some literature today?
Yeah. Do you want to talk to me or something? I don't really get out that much, and it's so nice to be able to talk to somebody.
Well,
you've been traded me really good, Paul. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm happy to hear you're treating well. Can I email you some material on answered prayer?
Do you do like the iMessage or anything like that?
This is email. Do you all have an email address?
I do. Mm-hmm. Deborah.
Okay.
Debri. Okay. You ready for more?
Okay. Sure.
SNIGGER.
Okay.
Okay.
Doodle. Oh.
FACTS. SYLVIA. @novus.com.
Novus.com.
Mm-hmm. And if you need a shorter one, let me give you my backup, okay?
This is fine. We can go with this one.
I don't know if I'm going to check that one that often. Because I have a work and I have my part. Just let me give you my work, okay?
Okay.
Because it goes to my BlackBerry. Okay. SYLVIA. BROWNE @novus.com. And you can email me anytime you want.
Okay, so I have SYLDIAEROWNE.
SYLV. V is in Vicky Lawrence.
Victor. Okay.
Yeah.
VIAEROWNE.
Mm-hmm.
@novus.com. Okay, great. Well, we'll get this done tonight. And,
okay. Are you married by any chance? Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Oh. You sound like you're probably like 29, maybe 32.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
I was blessed. I'm telling you, I was blessed with a gift. Ever since I was about 3 years old, I've always had Francine on my right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you look. Let me just tell you this, and I'll let you go. I your little red shirt on that you got—it's cute. It looks good on you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm psychic. I told you. The Lord blessed me. So you didn't believe me. You got a red shirt on.
It's close. Again, it's close. I'm gonna.
Told you.
Listen,
Valerie, she loves you, okay? Just always remember that, okay?
Okay.
She loved you. It means a lot. Just remember, she does love you. She wants you to know that.
I appreciate
okay, God bless you, okay?
I want to thank you for calling today, and please do call us back anytime.
Okay, God bless. Okay.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Where's my mute button? Hold on.
Oh, well.
I can't find
Told
my
you,
mute
I'm
button.
I'm psychic. Oh.
I can't find my mute button. That was really good. I love the psychic
that,
part.
That was amazing. When he prayed for prolapse and all that stuff.
And the fistula, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, he said. He said it.
It'll be a good clip. Hopefully Madge doesn't have only a version where she's lolling over it.
No, it's a separate track, you stupid.
Oh, really? Then I think it'll be an amazing clip for you. DVD.
Right.
Yeah, I think it was good.
Deborah, you're so good at prayer lines.
I am. I'm really, and I'm psychic as well.
Well, the truth will be, you know, the real test is going to be see, will I get a job next week?
You will. Francine's to your right.
So what's your favorite prayer line?
My favorite prayer line would probably have to be, well, I would say my favorite's the trucker.
Wait, who is that huge lesbian that was on my... I have no idea who that lesbian is, that minister. Who the fuck is that?
Oh, that's Joyce Myers. Now, she's my favorite female impersonator preacher. as some of the people, which I was kind of confused, apparently she's got DSL. I would think with her money she'd have cable. What? But apparently that's...
What? How did we get there?
She is like the number one female preacher in the world.
So does she have a line? Should we call her?
I don't know if she's got a line. I actually didn't check that one out.
We should have Deborah call the trucker line, but I don't know. What should we have her ask for prayer for? Her?
Trucks.
It's the same guy. But last time I called him about my homosexual son, I called about my transgendered female daughter that had the surgery, Chaz Bono. I've called.
It's the same guy.
Well, what's another TV show? What about Arnold and Willis? You have black children. You have black children.
Arnold and Willis?
Yeah, you have black adopted children and Mr. Drummond.
That's a little before my time now.
It's the same as Facts of Life, pretty much.
No.
You take the one man.
Facts of Life was a spinoff of Different Strokes, as you know from watching episode one.
Yes,
well, that's Arnold and Willis. Deborah, how do you not know this?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I had a lapse. That's right. What are you talking about?
So you like a trucker line, but there's only one guy that answers.
Yeah, it's just the same guy. And sometimes the TV's on and Wheel of Fortune's playing. And then one time I called, it sounded like he was in a truck. So I'm guessing it's a personal cell phone.
Mm-hmm. You're going to make a grum of all these trucker calls.
I guess I could already have them recorded, so I just compile them. Yeah, I like to record. Advice. Oh, yes. I used to introduce and do all that, but, you know, sometimes it's hard.
All you got to say is, "Hey, Church to Deborah," and then thanks for listening, yuckles.
Saving up your love for just...
You don't got to do anything fancy.
Mm-mm. Yeah. But you never know. Like, I mean, I could be raped tomorrow, and then I would just make sure that when I pass away, somebody would be able to, release those.
Release what? The rape babies? Release what?
Oh, all the calls. I have it set in my will in case my yacht or, one of my Malibu mansions explodes into times that they all get released at one time.
Deborah, I think you could be on TLC. I have an addiction to making calls.
You know what? Maybe. You never know.
Deborah, look right now. How many unused calls do you have?
As I said, I'm at Shoney's right now in the parking lot. I have probably, I want to say, at least 40 gigs worth of prayer calls.
Well, no, you don't.
Well, I like to record really high quality,
How many calls?
Oh, Lord.
40 gigs?
Listen.
Do you know how many planefuls of hard drives that would have had to require in the 60s?
It all started when they canceled Facts of Life. Some of them have been, reformatted from Beta to VHS to DVD, LaserDisc, RCA, video player.
Why are you using these very complicated GROMs on your computer to record something when you don't got to be doing all that? Makes very large files.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That's the whole purpose of the Mac Pro is because it would save so much time to go through all those GROMs.
I really like the original Facts of Life theme with Mrs. Garrett actually singing. And I don't think we've talked about that enough, so I'm going to play it right now.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. Shut up.
There's a place you got to go for learning all you want to know about.
I'm in bed by 11:50.
No, wait.
Go for learning all you want to know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When your books are what you're there about, but looks are what you care about. The time is right to learn the facts of life. Never seems to be living up to your dreams. It's time to start it by
Wasn't that nice when Mrs. Garrett was actually singing?
That was really good.
Do you think you could pray for her next time?
And that she I think I could, but something's telling me Francine's, you know, to my right, and something's telling me I think Mrs. Garrett's going to pass away this month. I'm going to go ahead and call it.
You want to call Mrs. Garrett?
Oh, no, no. I'm saying I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm putting it in stone, I have a feeling that Mrs. Garrett's going to pass away this month.
And you take your life in your hands with the ones that wear braces.
That was Arnold.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that got in trouble for
now for the first time since
train.
The show ended more than two decades.
What?
You remember he got in trouble for beating up a white tranny, his girlfriend or whatever, a couple years ago?
I thought that was Willis.
Well, are they different? I mean, they all look alike. I mean,
yeah, they're different. Mm-hmm.
Guess they all have different strokes.
What about Jo? Was she a lesbian in real life?
No, that's what's so strange. Natalie is the lesbian in real life. The other one's married, and I believe she has two children.
Natalie's a lesbian? Is that because she was so fat?
Well, I think it's because she lost her virginity to that man, and it changed her because he raped her with, like, I think they said in the episode, like a baseball bat or something.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. And that's how she hides her feelings. She stuffs her face with food to shield her heart.
And pussy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I think you should pray for Natalie, too.
Yeah. I could do that.
Wait, let's hear Mrs. Garrett. Wait, she's dying, so we should hear from her.
What? Okay.
One cast said we didn't...
Nice to meet you.
Hi. I wanted to make sure I understood precisely what Mrs. G was going for.
When you got up there tonight and said, my girls have all turned out, we're all so straight, what did you mean?
Well, I meant that with good parenting and...
Because I think some people in the audience didn't take it the right way. You meant that they all turned out to be great.
I was thinking of a tree that grows up straight to the sky.
Gotcha.
Like that. Okay. That's what I meant.
Okay.
What did you think?
Well, that's what I thought, but some of the people who followed after you.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh. One cast said we didn't turn out so straight like those Facts of Life people.
She said shit, Deborah. Mrs. Garrett said shit. They had a beep.
It's the dementia. You can't blame it on her. She don't even remember her girls. That's why I have to remember the girls for her. That's what it is. But I'm telling you, I think she's going to pass away this month. I'm calling it.
What day? Should we do a Price is Right on her?
I'm going to say the 27th. It may be the 26th. I can't see. It's a little blurry. Francine's holding the flash card, and it looks a little
All right,
weird.
Let's make another prayer call, and then we got to end this thing.
I'm going to say she's going to die on the 20th at 6 a.m.
You got it.
I'll bet you.
You want to put in a stone? Put in a lap, Cheryl.
Stone baby.
I think the, how old is she right now?
Really old.
Yeah.
Check your IMDb, Mrs.
Jesus.
I think the 27th at 9:45 a.m.
So we all think she's going to die this month because we all trust Deborah. She's 87.
Yep.
Wow. I knew Paul.
Oh, my God. Do you know how old Natalie is? 47.
25. Oh.
47. And Lisa Welchall is 50. And Tootie is only 44.
I to rich. What?
Make the rich pay. What? Mm-hmm. Jesus. She was born in 1926 during Boardwalk Empire.
She's going to walk right off that boardwalk.
Her husband died in 76. That was before Facts of Life, wasn't it?
She killed him. A lot of people don't know this.
I feel like you should know more Facts of Life trivia than you do.
Well, I do, but it takes a lot. You know, I just got done watching the whole series of Dynasty.
Oh.
And so sometimes when my medications kick in, it makes things get a little loopy. That's why, you know, I was talking about Crystal the other day.
No, I understand that. But you should still write it down. All right, so you want to do a call of what?
I don't know. What y'all think? Come on, aren't y'all prepared?
Just give me a number. Who is this person that's
talking to Cheryl? We got a topic.
Who is this Ustreamer 899724? Get yourself a nick, an actual username if you want to talk to Cheryl.
Yeah.
Really. We don't know.
I think the topic to pray about.
Yeah. Are we going to call the same prayer line or what?
877 Trucker. We'll just do the Trucker. 877.
What are you going to ask him about? Why, does he recognize you?
Maybe, but I mean, he's drunk sometimes, so I mean, it really don't matter.
Okay, 1-877.
Does he get sexual with you?
Can I get the number before you talk, Charles? 877.
797-7729.
That's a lot of sevens. What's with these Christians and the number seven?
It's a sign. There were seven apostles.
877-797-7729. As you say.
Yes, get yourself Rolodex.
Can't wait for that new job to come my way next week, thanks to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to have a really good 401k plan.
Do you have a mop room in your house, by the way?
And a broom closet.
Okay. Trucker. But you have a room just for mops, right?
Yeah, well, that's what my maid tells me.
Okay. Like, you have a maid like Ann DeVere Charles?
It's this black girl imported
from
Ethiopia. Still wouldn't like to have a topic.
Oh.
Just if pray, not, I'll just wing it.
Just pray for Miss Garrett. She makes it through the month. Or you can pray for Magic, and she says. Yeah. And Andy Melton. Because Madge's heart is broken.
All has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 570-460-9.
Yes, I told you which was voicemail.
Yeah, that's a real voicemail, so they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Also, yes. pray for Andy Melton, because
you need to pray for my lapse.
No, nobody needs to pray for your fucking video.
Be viral.
Your video is already popular. Pray for for Andy Melton.
Leave her alone.
He broke Madge's heart, and Madge is heartbroken because Andy Melton will not talk to her.
Okay. Well, I think you could probably make up for that if you buy Andy another iPod Touch, maybe.
Yeah, no shit. I got him a fucking iPod Touch. Well, I didn't, but I got somebody else to give it to him.
Yeah.
How do you remember everything?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't remember Mrs. Garrett's birthday.
With some things come and go. You know, some people say, you know, you could find my purse, but I lose my purse, it's gone.
Wow, you sure get
I can't
angry.
Use the gift like that. It doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you going to make another call, or are we wrapping up this scrum?
We're calling right now. Shush.
Who's that?
Shh.
No, Lord. Shh. Deborah, don't fuck it up.
Well, you can talk if you want.
Hi, this is the helpline. How can I help you?
I was calling because I'm kind of nervous.
Hi, this is the helpline. How can I help you?
I said I'm kind of nervous. I was trying to look at my options on what to do. Well, I don't know how that was so crazy for you. But okay. I just wanted to look at my options. It's all I wanted to do.
I love their new trick is to pretend they don't hear you. What kind of course shit is that?
I think that they must have a recording of Deborah and Cheryl, and they do most, it for their training.
It's
now.
Like a most wanted poster, but in audio form.
I'm going to ask her now, why you hang up?
Carrie Newsom with the 700 Club. We are so happy to receive your call. One of our prayer representatives will be with you in a moment.
Sexual,
and may
Deborah.
God bless you.
Okay.
Be a saved woman.
700 Club, how may I assist you?
Yes. I was calling because I need some prayer. I'm having sexual, just demonic pleasures.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do with these. It was so hard for me not to relieve myself. You know what I mean?
You said it's hard for you to release yourself, or?
Yes, it's so hard.
I mean, I'm not being funny. Is this with yourself or with someone else?
With myself. Oh, I'm so ashamed.
Well, what do you have a mate, a husband, or whatever?
Mm-hmm. I have a husband.
Okay, does he ever try to help you? Or it doesn't work?
He doesn't want to try to help me. I want him to, but he won't.
Is he sick or anything, ma'am?
He has a prolapse.
Okay.
He tries to make me take it, but it just doesn't do anything for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. I understand.
Yeah. Well, it's so greasy, huh?
Some people do toys or whatever, or just themselves. But let's pray, okay? Dear Lord, our Father, I'm asking you to help your daughter right now.
Maybe
Father
if
God.
I did use a toy, I'm just so scared they're so big. You know what I mean? I don't know where I'd go for that in my area.
If you want, you can do it right online. It doesn't, you know, in the privacy of your own home. If you don't know, you just look it up on the internet.
Okay.
If that's what you prefer to do.
Yeah.
Would you like me to finish praying for you?
Please do. I want to be released so bad. You have no idea.
Okay. May I have your first name, ma'am, if you don't mind?
That's fine. My name is Deborah.
Deborah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Deborah. Okay, Deborah, we're going to pray. Dear Lord, I'm asking you to bless Deborah right now. She's having a sexual problem that she's not comfortable with, Father God. But most of all, I'm asking you to help her mind, body, and strength, Lord God. Give her a hobby. Give her something to do to help her mind sometimes get off of it, Lord God. Bless her husband, Father God. Strengthen their marriage. Strengthen their relationship, Jesus. And just help Deborah do what she needs to do, which is a natural thing in life for people or women, Lord God. Help her find relief. Help her find relief soon and quick, Father, so she won't feel so bad about herself. If there be any sick in her body, Lord God, bless, strengthen, and heal her as well. But bless the mind, Father. And just bless her all around. All those that surround her, Father, her household, her job, everything that's around her. Just bless her, Lord. I pray this prayer in all the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can do what you need online, okay, if you don't want to go, you know, in person, whatever, because some people don't like to do it in person, you know? But that's up to you.
Okay. Honey, I really appreciate it.
I understand. Okay.
I just needed it so bad. And it's making me emotional because I feel like it's really working. He works in mysterious ways. He does.
Mm-hmm. He does. He does. He hears your cry. He will help you, okay?
Okay.
He's going to help you.
I don't know about it, but I just look at those pictures of him and I just think I want him. I know him. I want to know him personally. I want him. I am.
Okay.
For 42 years, I've been a saved woman.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And he knows. He trust me. He knows your heart. He knows what you're going through.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And it's a natural thing. He knows.
Perfectly some of us natural.
Some of us are more. How can I nicely put it? Are more active than others, or want to be, or have the urge more so than others. You know.
Yeah. And that's not a bad thing. That.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's never been able to. It is. It's mm-hmm. beautiful.
So, you know, some women can't even experience what you're trying to experience, you know? They feel nothing at all. Nothing whatsoever. So you consider one of the blessed ones, but we're going to touch and agree and ask God to help you do what you need to do, okay?
Yes. Make it right.
All right. Okay. That's right. Make it right. All right, Deb, you have a blessed night, okay?
Okay. God bless you, honey, okay? Thank you so much.
All righty. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deborah, you still on the phone?
If you hang up, you can hang up now, okay?
Oh, you
oh, okay. I didn't know if you were going to put me on back with the pastor. Marie, put down the phone. Mama had to make a phone call.
All right.
You going to hang up, ma'am?
She needs more prayer. Sorry.
Huh?
I'm trying to hang up, but my hands are busy.
Ma'am, you can hang up now if you want.
Just a little bit longer. Oh, my Lord. Please.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't need to hear you doing that. You can't hang up the phone. Ma'am, can you hang up the phone, please?
Oh, my Lord. Girls.
My microphone fell. Why can't she hang up?
Ma'am, can you hang up while you're doing that? I don't need to hear that.
Take me. Take all of me. This seed.
Why couldn't she hang up? That was the funniest thing I've ever heard. Why couldn't she hang up the phone? I don't need to hear you doing that.
They're gonna know.
What?
Oh.
Who said they're gonna know?
They're gonna know.
I swear I heard Andy Melton's voice for a second.
Oh, get over Andy. I had a little meltdown. I'm sorry. I don't even know what to say.
That was pretty amazing. Even though you didn't listen to my suggestions about
that was a Mac. I think that was a Mac.
Mac Pro call.
Pro. I gave y'all a gift.
Okay, so somebody buy
that
our
was
Mac
a Mac.
Pro.
That was worth a Mac Pro.
Okay, so who's going to buy the Mac Pro for Cheryl? You going to buy it?
Yep. Pickle.
Vera Charles, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Cool. I'm not believing this. Out of, 3 years?
What?
3 years with these people. I've never been able to break them.
It only took 1 second, the black girl.
Where's my purse?
Yeah,
and when?
What?
When I said, to release and then make it rain, and then she was like,
Make it rain.
Yeah, I don't need to hear you doing that.
Make it rain. Hey, you hang up the phone. You hang up the phone, Dad.
Strange mother.
Debbie?
You don't think that
Einstein, you don't think Edison, they weren't psychic?
Oh, Deborah's gone. Where'd she go? Well, let's just call her back so we can say goodbye.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh, my God, that was hysterical. I laughed so hard.
Do you think Gina enjoyed it? She's been so quiet.
Gina's working on something. She's got a big project.
Hello?
Oh, thanks, Deborah. That was so fun. We're going to go now.
That was amazing.
Where did you want your Mac Pro sent? Where, home or our office?
It can be sent to my home.
Okay, well, I'll send you a card from the Apple Store.
So that's SylviaBrown@novus.com?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's lots of emails. Mm-hmm. Lots of them.
Listen to Deborah's podcast. It's, what is it, that URL?
churchofdeborah.blogspot.
But you can just search for it in iTunes. Just go to Church of Deborah in iTunes. What?
Oh.
She's gurgling. All right. I got to go before I accidentally erase this thing.
Yeah, before I get 30,000 hits on my video today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye, honey. Squish right. Sound.
Bye, honey.
Bye. Squish. I don't know if Deborah was trying to say something or if that was... No. Bye.